Hello and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about a UFO under frozen Norway Lake. That's correct, UFO under frozen Norway Lake. Now, this article comes to us from IrishStar.com. Title says, UFO researchers search Norwegian lake where alien craft is said to have crashed 77 years ago. The UFO crash was said to have taken place in the village of Røros back in 1947. Now, the author of this article is John O'Sullivan, dated March 6, 2024. I will have the links at Ko-Fi and Locals. You can check them out over there. As always, thanks to all the folks that support. It says, researchers in Norway are searching a frozen lake that a UFO allegedly crashed into 77 years ago, as is shown in this investigative video. It does have some pretty good videos here. The legendary sighting allegedly took place in the village of Røros back in 1947. The mayor of the village at the time claimed to have seen a crash into Lake Djupsen. It looked like a rocket, and it made a lot of noise, said photographer Rue Rosted, while also recalling that it turned 180 degrees and landed in the lake, as reported by Coast to Coast AM. Every attempt so far to find the supposed craft has proven fruitless. However, new sonar search technology has been used, and an interesting discovery has been made. Goes on down, it says, the search is being headed by Rosted, who has revealed that a 46-foot-long and 10-foot-wide anomaly has been detected by the technology, while the sonar imaging, which can be seen in the video, looks promising for those who want to find something. The deep dive team who have scoured the lake is yet to find anything. One can imagine this lake is probably quite deep. However, despite the lack of resolution so far, Norwegian ufologist Arne Floken described the search as exciting. It's really exciting. It is one of the largest UFO search operations in Norway's history, Floken said. I think it's something known, not something unknown from space. Something earthly, but who knows? Now that's interesting because I wonder what they think that would be in 1947. As far as I know, the first satellite hadn't been put up yet. Of course, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on there in the late 40s, just after World War II. And, you know, we've heard the term ghost rockets, and that was used by people in Norway and I think in Sweden, this area, who saw a lot of these what were probably top secret rockets being launched by the Russians and the U.S. Now, I want to take a look at this next article here. And this is from express.co.uk. It says, search for UFO spotted in lake 77 years ago, promising after sonar images reveal object. It says, the unidentified object shuttled into the lake almost 100 years ago. New advances in technology are helping scientists to better search the stretch of water. This is written by Joel Day and Maria Ortego, dated Sunday, March 3rd, 2024. It says, since the dawn of time, humans have in some form or another claimed to see odd things in the sky. Cave paintings around the world depict otherworldly creatures. Tales from history tell of strange hovering lights. And with the advent of video technology, moving pictures claim to have caught flying saucers right above our very heads. Of course, the verdict is out on whether aliens truly exist. But developments in Norway regarding a sighting of a UFO almost 100 years ago have got extraterrestrial boffins. Multiple reports and investigations in the immediate aftermath failed, and for a while, things seemed to be shut off completely. Now, however, improved technology and an increased appetite to solve the mystery are helping experts in their search for the truth. To find the source of the story, you have to go back to 1947. It was then that the mayor of Røros claimed to have witnessed a strange object fall from the sky and land in nearby Lake Djupsen. He described it as being egg-shaped and having landed in a way that appeared to be controlled, like an aircraft performing an arrival. You have to wonder if this thing wasn't a USO or an unidentified submersible object. After going in search of people to tell and returning to the site, the egg, it seemed, had disappeared. It is a familiar story among all Norwegians and one that photographer Rue Rosted described while speaking to RTBF. It looked like a rocket and it made a lot of noise. It turned 180 degrees and landed in the lake behind us. Until recently, research yielded nothing, but more recent work by Rosted has heralded at least some breakthrough finds. we found an object, quote, that is located just below this hole. It measures 14 meters long, so what are you talking about, 50 feet, and 3 meters wide, so 10 foot, 50 foot by 10 foot, he said. He goes on and says, the publication reports that the first sonar images look promising. An object seems to be there, though work is continuing. Arnulf Loken, a member of the Norwegian UFO Center, said, it's really exciting. This is one of the largest UFO search operations in Norwegian history. Divers have been making repeated trips into the lake, but as of yet, to no avail. I think it's something known, not something unknown coming from space, something terrestrial, but who knows, predicted Loken. Yeah, that seems like a normalcy bias to me. It goes on, it says, armed with underwater drone and other high-tech and other high-spec technology, Rostad and his team are searching the gypsum for any evidence. If there is something there, we will find it, said Rostad. Mysterious events in Røros and nearby Holtålen are not entirely unheard of. Ever since 1981, unexplainable lights have appeared over Hesseldalen, a town within the region. The lights have long fascinated UFO enthusiasts and have been the subject of a hit Norwegian series produced by Christian and Falk. Well, every time you have one of these stories, it seems like there's always a breakaway story in the narrative somewhere. The deeper you dig, the more weird stuff that you uncover. Yeah, this is a fascinating tale. Now, it says it's 50 foot long and 10 foot wide. That sounds like something that could be a rocket, but he describes it as an egg-shaped. Also on this picture, like I said, I'll put the links at Ko-Fi and Locals. They've got a black and white snapshot here. Looks like a factory. And then four large glowing lights or orbs. It says a supposed UFO sighting in Massachusetts, 1952. Similar lights have been seen over Hesseldalen. So they're telling you that, yeah, we've got these lights that are happening in Massachusetts, but we also have these same things happening over here in Norway. Well, clearly, this is a worldwide type of event, something that we all know. Now, I also will put a link over there to Chris Lato's site. He's got about an 8-minute video, YouTube video, talking about the discoveries happening there in Norway of the sonar images and this attempt here to drill a hole through the ice, going in there looking for this thing. Does a good job on that. Chris Lato, I think, does a lot of good work. And then we have from coasttocoastam.com. It says, video, Norwegian researchers search frozen lake for UFO spotted 77 years ago. They've also got a nice video here you can watch. It says, research, this is by Tim Bunnell. It says, researchers in Norway are searching a frozen lake for a UFO that was said to have plunged into the water 77 years ago, according to a local media report. The legendary sighting occurred in the village of Røros back in 1947, when the town's mayor reported seeing an unidentified object plummet from the sky into Lake Djupsen. That's spelled D-J-U-P-S-J-O-E-N, if you want to look that up. It looked like a rocket, and it made a lot of noise, photographer Ro Rustad recalled of the puzzling incident. It turned 180 degrees and landed in the lake. In the ensuing decades, attempts to locate the mysterious object have proven futile. However, a new effort is currently underway after a sonar search in the site detected a rather intriguing anomaly. Rustad, who is spearheading the endeavor, indicated that the oddity measures a whopping 46 feet long and around 10 feet wide. Although the sonar return, which can be seen in the video above, is undoubtedly tantalizing, divers deployed at the site have yet to locate the peculiar object. Be that as it may, Norwegian ufologist Arnulf Loken marveled that it's really exciting. It is one of the largest UFO search operations in Norway's history. And then he says, time will tell whether or not the effort is successful, though the researcher offered something of a measured response. And then again, he talks about thinking that this thing is probably man-made, not from outer space. I guess we'll see if they ever find it. Now, we have a little more intel, a depth article here. This is from bnnbreaking.com. It says, Norwegian UFO saga continues. Fresh search for 1947 Lake Djupsen crash site. Written by Mazhar Abbas, dated March 6, 2024, it says, nearly 8 decades later, Norway embarks on a quest to solve the Lake Djupsen UFO mystery, armed with the latest in sonar technology. It says nearly 8 decades after an unidentified object reportedly plummeted into Lake Du Jepsion, research teams from Norway are embarking on an ambitious quest to unravel the mystery. The incident, which took root in the village of Roars in 1947, saw the town's mayor witness what appeared to be a spacecraft descending in the frozen waters, within recent sonar discoveries suggesting a significant underwater anomaly. The search is gaining renewed vigor, propelled by the latest technological advancements. Now, it talks about landing in the water, not crashing in the water. So even though this sonar image is shaped like a rocket, that doesn't mean that what he saw was a rocket. And if you go back and look at some of the pictures of these guys, the eyewitnesses, these are serious individuals. They don't seem like people that would have time for a prank. Now it goes on, it says, the historical enigma of Lake Du Jepsion. In 1947, the serene village of Roros became the epicenter of a bewildering event when an unidentified flying object was observed making a nosedive into Lake Du Jepsion. Eyewitness accounts, including that of photographer Rue Rusted, described the object as rocket-like, accompanied by considerable noise before its aquatic landing. Now, that's not crash, that's landing. Initial searches yielded no discoveries, leaving the incident enshrouded in mystery and speculation. The legend of the Lake Du Jepsion UFO has since been a focal point for ufologists and curious minds alike, eager to piece together the puzzle of that fateful day. This is something that I've heard about and been aware of for a long time. It would be really cool to find out what these guys find out down there. It says, with advancements in technology, and particularly in sonar imaging, a recent examination of Lake Du Jepsion's depths revealed a significant anomaly, an object measuring approximately 46 feet in length and 10 feet in width. The discovery has reignited interest and speculation, leading to the orchestration of one of Norway's largest UFO search operations. Armed with underwater drones and high-spec equipment, researchers, including Arnulf Løken from the Norwegian UFO Center, are determined to uncover the truth. Despite the skepticism from some quarters, the mission continues, supported by a documentary film crew capturing every moment of the search. So it sounds like maybe the person making a film about this is the one that's financing it, I wonder. The intrigue surrounding Lake Du Jepsion is not an isolated case in the region. Since 1981, unexplained lights have periodically graced the skies over Hestaland, a town within the vicinity. These phenomena have captivated the imagination of UFO enthusiasts worldwide, contributing to the area's reputation as a hotbed for unexplained aerial activity. The Hestaland lights, in particular, have been the subject of extensive study and speculation, further fueling the intrigue surrounding Norway's mysterious occurrences. The search for the Lake Du Jepsion object encapsulates a broader quest for understanding and unearthing the unknown, where the efforts yield a spacecraft, a natural underwater formation, or something entirely unexpected. The exploration pushes the boundaries of human curiosity and technological capabilities. And then it just kind of goes on from there. Yeah, a lot of interesting stuff happening here. Although, they seem to be a little short on facts. I haven't been able to find out the depth of this thing. You know, although we got some pictures showing the lake that it's froze over, that these guys have gone out there and cut a hole in this thing and they're sending down drones and stuff looking for it. Now, I want to finish up here with, it looks like something that's been written by a person local to the area. This is from reddit.com. I'll have the link at Ko-Fi and Locals as well. Now, the title says, a UFO adventure is currently unfolding near Hestadalen in Du Jepsion, Norway. Starts off, it says, hi, I love that finally a serious, safe, and well-considered Reddit subreddit exists. The other day, I listened to the podcast where one of the channel moderators participated, and it felt like I finally found a place to discuss my perspective about the UFO UAP phenomena. I am not a scientist or academic, but a simple two-time witness living in Norway. Because so much scientific inquiry is going on here in Norway on the topic of UAPs, I felt a need to share what's going on in Hestadalen. As some of you already are aware, a real-time adventure is currently unfolding in Du Jepsion. It might look rough around the edges to some, but is backed by the longtime efforts of Professor Erling Strand of NTNU, whom has studied the light of Hestadalen for almost 4 decades. The Du Jepsion Ghost Rockets, or Arctic Seals Project, is attempting to retrieve a supposedly crashed ghost rocket in the Du Jepsion Lake. here's the description of the project, and it gives us a link that we can go to there. For an in-depth update on the Ghost Rocket, check out this video as a YouTube link. I would be happy to see more international posts of the phenomena and to consider them in the current discourse, because perhaps disclosure might originate from a source other than the U.S. Oh, I think definitely that's the case. If you're intrigued and want to delve deeper into Jepson Ghost Rocket case or Project Hasseldalen, search for Hasseldalen on Chris Lato's YouTube channel. Yeah, he does have some good information over there. Now, if we go to the MUFON site that they link to here, it says a 1947 ghost rocket retrieval attempt codenamed Operation Arctic Seals by Ole Johnny Breen, UFO National Director for Norway. Then this is dated 2/17/24, so this is about a month ago, 2 weeks ago. A 1947 ghost rocket retrieval attempt codenamed Operation Arctic Seals by Ole Johnny Breen, MUFON Director for Norway. Welcome to Operation Arctic Seals. Among all the 2,000 reports of ghost rockets, man, that's a lot, there were some that crashed into lakes both in Norway and Sweden. And this very phenomena continues up to our time. Several witnesses see an object that makes speed, height, and course changes before it crashes or lands in a body of water, usually a lake. We are currently aware of at least 16 such reports that extend from 1946 to 2012 in Finland, Norway, and Sweden. One of these was seen by Mayor Bernard Soll in August of 1947, together with his friend, farmhand, at Djepsen Lake near Hasseldalen, Norway. An egg-shaped object with a jet engine-like noise descended from the sky, flying toward the lake. It made an abrupt 180-degree turn and landed with a splash on the surface. Presumably, the object sunk. Civilian UFO investigators tried to search the lake in 1969 and again in 1973, without finding anything. Last year, June 2023, a team headed by Rune Rosted decided to try again with modern technology like side-scan sonar. They were able to locate an unknown object and got a 3D picture from the sonar data. This February 20th, the team is back. The plan is to saw through a 65 centimeters, what's that, like a couple feet, thick ice and send down divers with metal detectors, mud removers, etc., to finally retrieve and identify the object, Operation Arctic Seals. What were the mysterious ghost rockets that plagued Scandinavia for several years after World War II ended? Were they Soviet secret weapons, visitors from another planet or another time? And how many still lurk at the bottom of these icy Arctic lakes? Perhaps we will soon find out. Wow. And then it refers you to Chris Lato's channel again. Well, it's really exciting that they're doing this kind of work. I mean, like they said, hundreds of reports, multiple of these things landing in different lakes. There's an argument here that these are some sort of secret weapon developed by the old Soviet Union. There's also an argument to be made that these are some sort of UFO phenomena that's still ongoing, and that it's part of this, Hasseldalen lights or whatever. We may find that it's actually two different things. Maybe this was a secret rocket program by the Soviets where they were just blasting these things into the airspace of Norway and Sweden, and that may be part of it. And there also may be another track where this is some kind of a actual UFO that was witnessed going down into this lake. I guess time will tell what we find out on this one. Until next time, though, this is UFO Warning. Over and out.